My friend and senior brother, Elijah Hartz, has passed away. And I think it's an incredibly sad moment. I cannot think of a bigger giant, unsung hero, and yet a true hero of the people than Elijah Hartz. I say this not only in trying to say kind words, but meaning it. Many people have passed, many people have contributed. But Elijah Hartz was there at the focal point. Having been a Fobian his whole life and being there for Accra Hearts of Oak and for Ghana football. He was also around at a time where we were trying to revolutionize the way that football was seen, was managed and understood by both the supporters and by corporate Ghana. And as we filled the stadiums and as we attracted money back into the sports, Elijah Hartz was always there. He was always there holding a hand. He was unique because he was one of the few Ghanaians and is still one of the few Ghanaians who understands that you can disagree, you can have a different opinion, a different strategy, and yet you can still be friends. And as a result, even though he was a Fobian and I was with Kotoko, he reached out and he was always a friend. Even after the days that we had finished, I had finished at Kotoko, he was one of the few people who was always there in support. At our congresses, when things were going wrong, Elijah Hartz would pick up the phone and wish me well. He would come to my office occasionally and say a prayer. He called my wife at least every month, every 2 months. He would call to inquire about my family and how they were. And quite often he would send me suya from Zungu Lane to me here if I sent a message and said, "Oh, Elijah, how are things? I'm feeling a little hungry." And I also had the honor of being able to host Elijah Hartz, to cook for him. He was surprised I could cook, and I like cooking. But you know, when I got onto serious matters like May 9th, and I decided from day one that, look, government has its obligations, but the government obligations over a period of time are not as in touch as we, the supporters, we, the managers, we, the chairman, with the people. And I said we would launch a yearly campaign to make sure that people did not forget what happened during May 9th and did not learn from those lessons. And where it was possible to raise money to help several of the families over the period, we could not help everybody, but several of the families that we could help and raise money for, Elijah Hartz was always there with me. Indeed, he's the only person of stature who walked with me on the streets here in Accra to the stadium and into Kumasi at the same time. Went with me to the Central Mosque, went with me to